President and Vice Presidents, Regional Director, Director General Dr. Margaret Chan, Honorable Ministers and Ambassadors, transforming our world needs transformational leadership, and Lesotho supports and subscribes to the Agenda 2030 and the African Union and the African would like also to congratulate the African Union for forming the base of the strategy 2030 agenda by 2063, the Africa we want. The Sustainable Development Goals, hailed as powerful transformational agenda ever developed, focuses on leaving no one behind. The agenda calls on all of us, decision makers, to target most marginalized people, populations in our nations, in our national plans, to ensure the collective action across sectors and across socio-economic divides that are taken all the that will address vulnerabilities in these groups. We will be held accountable for the extent to which the vulnerabilities and the needs for the vulnerable populations have been addressed. Health is a developmental issue, and we need healthy populations to advance our countries in development. We need to develop the tools needed to measure our successes. Countries need to build capacity to be able to design effective monitoring and evaluation tools needed to enable to measure our success from the national level right to the economic community. And this has been shown to have worked for 24 developing countries in the past 10 years. And we have learned that it's not the size of the economy or the size of the country, but it's the direction and bold steps taken by the leadership. We need to standardize our monitoring and evaluation systems to be comparable across countries globally. Achievement of these goals will require commitment on financial and human resources. Domestic resource mobilization should be a collective effort in which government and partners in countries collectively identify resources for implementation of the SDGs, including the role of civil society, private sector, research and educational institutions. Every hands must be on deck working together towards the SDG goals. The interdependence of the SDG implies working closely together on the determinants of SDGs, learning lessons and good practices, including innovations from each other through facilitated platforms. Human resource capacity building in programmatic planning, implementation, monitoring and evaluation is needed. Countries' capacities on these competencies are low, and these capacities for implementation and achievement cannot be overemphasized. Equity underpins the SDGs and in health. SDG 3 calls on all countries to ensure universal health coverage in which essential, affordable, quality health interventions are provided to all. Skills in prioritization based on evidence will be needed, including real-time accurate data. Reliable data in countries will demonstrate accountability of all actors in the country. Partnership for quality data will be useful, in which research institutions, the beneficiaries and policymakers collaborate to generate evidence for prioritization of essential healthcare. Lesotho is happy to announce that we were the first country in the world, in Africa, to declare test and treat on the 14th of April. And we are the second country to Brazil in the world. In Lesotho, there is political will and commitment. Health, primary health care is free of charge. 70% of the ARVs are procured by the fiscus, 100% of first-line TB treatment, and above all, 2% of the budget has been dedicated to workplace for the informal and formal center this financial year. We have decentralized the fiscus, and we would like support from all of you for live data and targeting the vulnerable people while strengthening our health systems to be able to bend when emergencies come. I thank you.